Wow, I know I've recorded a lot of audio boosts lately, but I have just been testing the audio iMessage out in iOS 8. I didn't up till now, but my friend at work, from work, has got the iPhone 6. She got it today, and I'm looking forward to seeing it Monday because she pre-ordered hers a lot longer. No, hang on, what am I trying to say? I'm so tired, I can't even talk. She pre-ordered hers before me. So she got hers today, whereas I still get mine sometime next week. Well, that's what... See, the email told me I'd get mine sometime next week. It said 8 to 10 days when I ordered it on Monday. Yet, the guy I was speaking to on the phone, Joe... from Boston, he was very nice. He said I'd he said the approximate date I'd get it was 2nd of October. So, yeah, they both say really different things. But I hope the former, i.e. the email, is correct, that I get mine sort of late next week. That's what it would be from Monday, 8 to 10 business days. Or 7 to 10 business days. Anyway, I digress. So, yeah, I tested out the audio message feature and iMessage, and it's really, really good. Yeah, you just double tap and hold the record button and say your message. And, of course, the message itself doesn't, it's not, you know, it's the audio quality is pretty bad, but, of course, you'd expect that because... You know, it's got to be small, the file's got to be small as it can be to send. The only thing is, when I was listening to a podcast on Apple Viz, the person doing the podcast said that with the audio message, you can double tap it and put it to your ear and it will, there will be a tone and you can talk. But I got the impression that that meant you didn't have to hold onto the button, but you kind of do. So I have no idea. Maybe that was a better version that he was demoing, and it's changed since then. I'd say that might be the case. Anyway, so you just double tap and hold on the record button and while you talk, and then when you finish, you release it. And also the guy... on the podcast said that it sends straight away once you release it, which I didn't find that to be the case. Again, that was probably in the beta version, but I found that you had to still press the send button. And then, yeah, it would send. But I actually tried to send an audio message again just before and it said could not send, retry, and so I pressed retry and it still couldn't send, so I just left it and recorded another one and that sent. So I'm guessing there might be still issues sometimes. But yeah, anyway, so that was good. And my friend sent me a message back and yeah. So that works quite well, actually, and it's free for us because, of course, of our iMessages. So there you go. Okay, that's my little spiel on the audio iMessages thing. Oh, yes, and quickly, just while I'm here, I downloaded the KNFB Reader app too. And it set me back a bit because it seems to be more expensive over here than it is in the US, which really sucks balls. But I got it because I read so many reports that on both Apple Viz and the Aussie iOS list that it worked really well. And a lot of, like myself, a lot of other people said that they have had no success with the other OCR app, so I thought I'd try this. I haven't really got a good document to read, so I haven't had a lot of success. Well, I lined it up pretty well because you get the report button, and when you press that, it tells you like how many sides it views, and I've had quite a few times viewing all sides. So, yeah, it's some. it sort of seems to be a lot easier to line it up, just because it tells you. And it tells you, you know, if you haven't got everything lined up, it says, you know, something like 40 degrees clockwise or anti-clockwise or something, or sometimes 0 degrees, which is good. Anyway, that's me and my continued explorations of iOS 8 and some cool new apps.